This week, Congress will begin to figure out how to deal with President Bush's proposal to create the new cabinet position, the Department of Homeland Security. The turf wars the president has warned about could turn out to be the least of his problems. Joining me now is NPR's Cokie Roberts. Good morning.
Good morning, Bob.
After announcing this vast restructuring of the federal government, the president went on the road warning voters that turf wars between federal agencies and congressional committees could get in the way of his proposal. How serious is that threat?
Well, it is serious to some degree because there really are going to be battles. But bottom line is that Congress is not going to turn down something called the Department of Homeland Security. It is going to be approved in the end. But it's very unclear at the moment what that is, what it is they'd be voting on, what all the various functions are. I mean, the has agencies with sub-agencies that are going to want to keep the functions they've had. But even more important, I think, is what happens on Capitol Hill, because most people don't understand the direct relationship between congressional subcommittees and government departments. A subcommittee that has oversight of something like the Secret Service, for instance, really becomes an expert on it, derives a certain amount of power from that, and of course nobody ever wants to give up power. By creating this enormous agency that picks from all the federal agencies, what you have is this huge bureaucracy being created without any immediate accountability, because there's no mechanism in the Congress to oversee it in the current way that Congress is organized. But it's also true that not only is it going to be difficult for Congress to sort it out, but the administration hasn't thought this whole thing through. In asking questions yesterday on the Sunday shows, the people in charge, the chief of staff and Tom Ridge, the current head of Homeland Security, really didn't have specific answers to specific questions about money, about personnel. And they don't even know where they're going to house this great, big, huge organization of 170,000 people. My guess is it'll end up in West Virginia.
Well, the Bush administration's lack of preparation on the details is unusual, isn't it?
It is. It's an administration that usually plots things through very carefully. But what was about to happen was that Congress was about to create this department without any input from the White House. A bill had already come out of committee in the Senate, and it was likely to have veto-proof majorities in both houses of Congress. I mean, who was going to vote against Homeland Security? And members of Congress have been saying for months that that Tom Ridge needed some authority, needed some budget, that a cabinet-level position was necessary. So what the president did was hastily put this together so that he could get out in front. You know, there go my people, I must follow them, I'm their leader.
So what's the likely political fallout?
Well, I think this works very well for the Bush administration. All summer, this is what Congress will be focused on. And when you're talking about Homeland Security, you're talking about the war on terror. That's where Republicans do very well. Democrats have been trying to shift the debate to issues like prescription drugs. This is going to make it much harder for them.
NPR's Cokie Roberts.